Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the Clark Center for Civics, Politics, and Global Affairs. I'm your host, Max Clark. And today we are going to take a deep dive into Donald Trump's platinum plan for Black America. We find this pretty interesting at the Clark Center that this plan has been drawn up. However, it's an opportunity to sit down and take a look at what Donald Trump has to offer. And we have to take out the emotion out of everything. We have to stop being emotional about it. And I know that many people are going to say, you know, different groups are going to say, don't vote for Donald Trump. We don't like him. Wait, what? What do you mean don't vote for Donald Trump because you don't like him? You know, we don't like him either. You see, we have to stop letting others rob us out of opportunities for their own benefit. And that's what's been happening with the Black community for quite a long time. So this is not about the Clark Center supporting or endorsing Donald Trump, because we do not. We are not Democrat. We are not Republican here at the Clark Center. We are pro whatever our best interest is. So whatever candidate has our best interest at hand, that's the candidate that we will support. Just like I hope everyone out there would do the same. You know, why should we give up an opportunity for us because you don't like them? This happens every election. In every election, we've been giving up our opportunities because someone doesn't like the particular candidate, and it's going to benefit them if we don't vote for this particular candidate. So, as I said, we're going to take the emotion out of it. We're going to see what he has to offer. All right, we're going to sit down and go through this. And listen, right now, Black America is really waking up to finally understanding that the Democratic Party has never had our best interests at heart. The Democratic Party has done very little as it relates to the upward mobility of the Black community. And I think that's something that the Democrats are starting to realize, and they're shook right now, because they know Black folks are tired. They're tired of their games. Now, the Republican Party, they've never done anything for us either. So, and the Republican Party, they're not even trying to reach out. With this platinum plan, it's something that's worth a look. We need to take a look at it. I'm telling you right now, at this stage, Black folks are looking for something that is tangible. Black folks are looking for something that's tangible. Black folks are willing to not vote if nothing is on the table for them. And Black folks are willing to go to whatever candidate or whatever party that has their best interests at heart. And we have the right to do that. We have the freedom to do so. Again, this is not about endorsing Donald Trump or the Republican Party. This is about, hey, let me weigh my options. Let me see what we have here. Let's take a look. All right. So we're going to go ahead and take a deep dive right now. All right. So the platinum plan, it says President Trump's pillars. He has four pillars: opportunity, security, prosperity, and fairness. For opportunity, it says by achieving historic employment levels for Black Americans, as well as increasing access to capital for new businesses, President Trump has been committed to ensuring all Black Americans can achieve the American dream. Security. By signing into law the celebrated First Step Act, President Trump has brought common sense criminal justice reform to the American people for the first time in decades, while ensuring that our streets and communities are safe for families and business owners. Prosperity. As the first president to provide long-term funding to historically Black colleges and universities, this administration continues to seek immediate and generational advancement for Black Americans. The fourth pillar, fairness. As demonstrated through his actions to initiate investment into opportunity zones, as well as address health disparities, wage gaps, and necessary education reforms, President Trump works every day to advance a fair and just America for the Black community. Now, these are his pillars. He's saying that this is what he's done. Okay, he's saying that this is what he's done. Now, how factual, how true all of these statements are, or all of these pillars are, you know, that's up to the research. I'm not saying that this is true or not. I'm just reading what his plan is stating. Now, President Trump's promise to Black America over 4 years. President Trump's promise to Black America over 4 years. Now, let me tell you something that's important about this right here. His promise to Black America over 4 years. 4 years. Now, usually when people want to come out with plans for Black folks, it's over the next 20, 30 years. This is over 4 years. This is interesting. It's worth a look. He says, increase access to capital in Black communities by almost $500 billion. That's $500 billion. Increase access to capital in Black communities by almost $500 billion. 3 million new jobs for the Black community. Creating 500,000 new Black-owned businesses. Increase access to capital in Black communities by almost $500 billion. Safe urban neighborhoods with highest policing standards. Commit to working on a second step back. Now, he's already created the first step back. He does the first step back. Now he's doing the second step back. Access to better education and job training opportunities. Give Black churches the ability to compete for federal resources for their community. Bring better and tailored health care to address historic disparities. Immigration policy that protects American jobs. Advance home ownership opportunities and enhance financial literacy in the Black community. Onshoring manufacturing to advance jobs and develop opportunities for Black-owned businesses. Now, this is in the next 4 years. This is what he's saying, that this is going to go down within the next 4 years if he's reelected. Not going to lie, this sounds good. This sounds good. Now, don't let your dislike or disdain for Donald Trump make you not realize that or understand that this sounds pretty good. This sounds pretty good, all right? Again, here at the Clark Center, we are not endorsing anyone. We're just being objective about the situation. This sounds good, okay? And this is within the next 4 years. So let's read a little further. Black economic empowerment and access to capital. Jobs. Reach even greater levels of historic employment and wage growth for the Black community set in 2019 so that anyone looking for a job gets one. Seek infrastructure funding that will lead to widespread growth in the annual $500 billion federal contracting opportunities. Grow minority-owned businesses with additional tax cuts to stimulate hiring and investment. All right, so red flags, keywords like minority and people of color, that kind of, you know, it doesn't scare me, but it's a red flag, okay? So we'll see how many times the word minority and people of color and things like that pop up. And it's nothing against that. It's what it is that minority and people of color, that's a melting pot. That's a variety. That's a variety. Black folks, black people, or African Americans, that's, we know who this is for when you use those terms in your language, right? So grow minority-owned businesses with additional tax cuts to stimulate hiring and investment. That could be anybody when you talk about minority, all right? So if you had to say grow black-owned businesses, then that's a different story. That's okay, we're gonna read a little further. Encourage onshoring and development of domestic manufacturing to increase supply chain business development and employment. Examine barriers to employment, including fees, occupational licensing, arrest record inaccuracy, and expungement. It's pretty good. Increase activity and opportunity zones, including benefits for local hires. Invest almost $20 billion toward broadband and internet access to create job opportunities, improve classroom connectivity, and the ability to utilize telehealth services. Interesting. Let's go to healthcare. Better and cheaper healthcare. Affordable care you can trust. Reduce costs and improve access to quality healthcare through HRSA. Deliver real price transparency so you know the cost before care is received. Oh, wow. Okay. Interesting. Opportunity to be in charge of your own healthcare and choose your own doctor. Eliminate long-standing healthcare disparities. Investments in the causes and cures of kidney disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, sickle cell disease, maternal mortality, and other diseases that disproportionately affect African American populations. Wow. Increase access to telemedicine and innovate technologies to empower patients with flexibility and tools for better health. Public-private partnership to develop healthcare facilities in low-income areas. Defend religious freedom exemptions to respect religious believers and always protect life. All right. Filling access to capital for Black-owned businesses. Increase opportunities for small business lending and technical assistance through community development financial institutions in order to grow business and create generational wealth opportunities with over $400 billion in lending. Examine alternative ways to build credit, including rent, utilities, and phone bills. Make the Minority Business Development Agency permanent. Okay, so the word minority is used in this as it's an agency, Minority Business Development Agency. All right. So it says, make the Minority Business Development Agency permanent, appoint its leader to the Assistant Secretary of Commerce level, create a sub office of African American Affairs, and engage with private sector advisors to ensure real world plans and solutions. You see, this is very important. We need plans with our name on it. And again, when I say name, we're not talking minority and we're not talking people of color. We're talking, you using the term black or African American. And, you know, we can go through the whole thing about what black means and what African American means and things like that. But we know who they're talking about when they use these terms. When they say minority and people of color, that's a game. That's a game. Okay. Advance lending relationships with financial institutions, particularly those businesses who weren't able to participate in PPP. Host senior executives from major financial institutions on a quarterly basis to advance new and equitable lending programs for Black communities. Safety and justice, safe streets. Continue to make historic improvements to the criminal justice system through common sense actions like the First Step Act, including increased use of drug rehabilitation versus drug incarceration. Now, this is something that we've been seeing for a very, very long time. Why are you putting people in jail because they're addicted to drugs instead of getting them help and rehabilitate them? So this is something like what he was doing with the opioid crisis. He made it a public health emergency to stop arresting people and start treating them for the addiction. Announced a national clemency program to unite families and invest in human potential, focusing on wrongful prosecution and rehabilitation. Restore safety to Americans' great cities by working with police departments, community leaders, and mental health professionals to install the most responsive, professional, and accountable models of policing, including diversity training and accreditation standards. Now, as it relates to policing, I'm still not sold on Trump with policing. Him and Bill Barr, the Attorney General, I'm not sold on them with that. We will have to see that plan rolled out. We will have to see details of that plan. It sounds great. It sounds great. Advanced second chance hiring to get rehabilitated citizens with a criminal record back on the job. More education opportunities. Education African Americans can choose. Federal, state, and local community partnership to close failing schools to replace with full school choice and education opportunity to put American parents back in control over their children's futures. All right, we're going to read that again. Federal, state, and local community partnership to close failing schools to replace with full school choice and education opportunity to put American parents back in control over their children's future. Wow. So, closing schools again. You know, we've been through that, especially here in Chicago. They closed 51 schools, and that clearly had a terrible, terrible effect on the community. Increase child care tax credits and provide greater access to quality preschool. Education African Americans can afford. Continue to protect the vital role of historically Black colleges and universities. Spur innovation ecosystems by connecting minority institutions. Oh, there's the word minority. By connecting minority institutions with the federal government's broad range of scientific and engineering research and development. Increase the amount of Pell Grants and allow for vocational employment and second chance homecomers. Advanced targeted apprenticeship and job training programs. Now it says prosperous Black communities. Let's see what this says. This is at the end of his platinum plan. Champion federal policy reforms and advance home ownership initiatives. Partner with local leaders in Black communities to ensure maximum federal support for neighborhood revitalization. Make Juneteenth a national holiday. Wow. Wow. Make Juneteenth a national holiday. Prosecute the KKK and Antifa as terrorist organizations and make lynching a national hate crime. So we're reading this plan, this platinum plan for Black folks. His base, they're not going to like this, not one bit, not one bit. What we have to understand is that Trump is, he's in desperation mode right now. Whatever it takes to get his votes, he's going to make some promises. And it's just like any other politicians, just like the Democrats, whatever it takes to get the vote from Black folks, they're going to do it. Okay, Trump is fighting for his freedom. because once he, if he loses this election, it is probably a, you know, that odds are enormous that he's going to be prosecuted and put in prison. So he's trying to make things happen so he can have at least 4 more years of freedom. All right. He also says, fuel black farmers and access to healthy foods to address food disparities. Favorable trade deals to bring back manufacturing jobs and health black contractors, farmers, inventors, and consumers. Now, this is very, very, very important. Very important. Farmers, black farmers, we are 0.4% of all the farmland that is owned. We are 0.4% of all the farmland that is owned, and we have been through all the administrations. We have been shortchanged, losing land, losing farmland, and this here looks pretty favorable to our black farmers. So that's a good thing. Defend religious liberty in African American churches that lift the consciousness of our nation. And lastly, collaborate with cities and counties to address mental illness and substance abuse. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That is Donald Trump's platinum plan for Black America. Tell us what you think. Drop your comments in the comments section. Again, here at the Clark Center for Civics, Politics, and Global Affairs, we are not endorsing any candidate, Republican or Democrat, Donald Trump or Joe Biden. We're not supporting or endorsing anyone. Here at the Clark Center, we vote our best interests. We vote our best interests. I know a lot of Americans out there are saying anybody but Trump. Anybody but Trump. So let's look at how this works. And once this system saw this plan go into action, you know, inadvertently, like with Bush, Bush Jr., they said, okay, we can make this happen. So here's how it works. So Bush Jr., right? He had the country in such poor shape that it was anybody but Bush. And it was anybody but Bush so bad that the United States elected a black man to be president. Understand that. The country was in such bad shape that they elected a black man to become president. So where am I going with this? Even though President Obama served 2 terms and he wasn't able to run again, it wasn't anybody but Obama after that. It was anybody but another black man being president. And so people went to the polls and voted for Ronald McDonald. They voted for, you know, a con man, a used car salesman. Y'all see where this is going? Now we're at the point where we're saying anybody but Trump. Anybody but Trump. We got to get them out of here. So now what are we going to do? We have to stop putting ourselves in bad situations because it's anybody but this person or anybody but that person. And we have to start looking at things objectively. We have too many different groups here in this country that have interests, that have different interests other than ours. And that's fine, and as it should be. But we have to understand that at the end of the day, when we go to the polls, we have to vote our interests. cannot continue as a black community, we cannot continue to vote someone else's interests because we're trying to be allies with them, because we're championing everyone else's causes. Okay. Again, this is not, I'm not telling black folks to go run and vote for Trump. I'm just presenting the facts. I'm presenting his plan. You do what you will with it, but just know that you must vote your own interests. That's just how it should be across the board, no matter who you are. Vote your own interests. With that said, make sure you hit the subscribe button, hit the thumbs up button. You can hit that notification bell and you will be notified when there are new videos such as this coming out from the Clark Center for Civics, Politics, and Global Affairs and the Max Clark Show, where we talk about things that matter. And also tomorrow we will look at, read, and analyze Joe Biden's plan for Black America. And we'll see how that holds up to Donald Trump's plan. And then, you know, you can make a comparative analysis with the two plans and see which way you want to go. See whose plan sounds better. Okay. I'm going to tell you right now, Donald Trump's plan did not mention people of color. He mentioned minority twice. Other than that, everything was black, African-American. We need plans and legislation with our names on it. That way we can benefit from this. Okay? We can benefit from this. Love somebody, but more importantly, love yourself. The most patriotic thing that you can do is to petition your government for your grievances. That's the most important thing that you can do, and the most patriotic thing that you can do. And you do that through voting. You can do that by lobbying for your community and your interests. All right, everybody, have a great day.